Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dakay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
April 3, 2023.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dakay.
Good morning. On this sunny last Friday of the month of April, April 28th, this is a very memorable day for us in Cebu, because it may be remembered, Cebu was a diocese since 1595, when it was erected suffragan to the Archdiocese of Manila, comprising at that time all the islands of the Visayas and Mindanao, including the Marianas Islands, where Guam is, where San Pedro Calungsod died. So on April 28, 1934, Cebu Diocese was elevated to the rank of Archdiocese. April 28, 1934. At that time, Cebu as diocese was pastorally administered by the first Archbishop Gabriel M. Reyes. Then we had Cardinal Rosales, then we had Cardinal Vidal, and we have Archbishop Palma. So we are all the sons and daughters of the Archdiocese of Cebu. 1934, the year I was born. Anyway, so we are now seated, and I say welcome once more to our Bible study as we sit down and study the cycles ABC Gospels assigned for this coming fourth Sunday of Easter, the last Sunday of April. Traditionally, liturgically, it has been called Good Shepherd Sunday. All the three Gospels are according to St. John, from his chapter 10, 1 to 10, 11, etc. to 35. Good Shepherd Sunday, also a day of prayer for vocations that seminarians may become priests and become good shepherds. Anyway, so that is it. We are within still the season of Easter, so we still greet one another, Happy Easter, or Easter joy to all of you. So before we read the gospel and ask Sister Janine Vestil to read for us John 10, 1 to 10. Let us pray. Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us that we may read your word with faith, reflect on it with hope, and realize it with love. In accordance with our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom we learn freedom, fulfillment, and a future with you forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So now the reading.
Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly."
Thank you, Ms. Vestil. And I repeat, only Saint John has written this gospel for cycle A, as well as the cycles B and C. I invite you at once to focus your attention not so much to the statement of our Lord, "I am the good shepherd," but rather to his statement, "I am the gate." The gate of the sheepfold, or the gate for the sheep. The usual traditional emphasis has been on the goodness of Jesus as the shepherd. But this time, to make some difference, let us reflect on what he said. "I am the gate." It may be remembered that in Matthew as well as in Luke, Jesus himself spoke about the narrow gate, meaning himself, but he did not say that clearly. Narrow the gate because the demands of Christianity have always been not easy to live up to. That's why he said the gate is narrow, and try to enter through it because of the hardness of the demands. But this time, when he says, "I am the gate," he means something else. Because if we read the three Gospels, we see that Jesus really meant that, yes, I have 100 sheep. At dusk, they come to the sheepfold, and I lie down at the door or stand by the gate, and I not only count them coming in, I call them by name. So each one shape comes in at dusk and goes out at dawn, but every one of them is known by Jesus. He says, I am the gate. I am therefore the door through which each and every sheep comes in and goes out. So let us reflect on this. If every sheep or any one of us comes in and goes out, but through Jesus Christ, we should be legitimately proud, for this is where our dignity as individuals lies. Here lies the dignity of every individual, because every individual is born into this world like all other men and women, but like no other man or woman. I repeat that. An individual person, human being, is born into this world like all other men and women, but like no other man or woman. Each one of us as an individual is different from each other. Fingerprints are all different. How therefore should we react to this dignity that Jesus has recognized us as individuals? Individuals. We are born individually. Even twins are born individually. And therefore, we have also to behave accordingly. For example, when we make holy the Lord's Day, Sunday, by going to church, we may go to church to attend Mass as a couple or as a family. But once inside the church, the house of prayer, each one will individually kneel down, make the sign of the cross individually, and individually respond and sing with the choir. We may be, I repeat, a community, a congregation, an assembly inside a church, but inside the church we are individuals at prayer, worshiping God, praising Him, petitioning Him and thanking Him individually. I repeat, let us act and let us be actively participating in the liturgy of the Mass, the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist, or the table of the Word and the table of the Lord, individually. This is, I repeat, what has been quoted very often from Saint Augustine, that the God who created you individually without your consent will not save you without you, that is, individually without your cooperation. not only cooperation with God Himself, who is our Creator, with Jesus Himself as our Savior, but with all the other creatures that we all are. Precisely, every one of us is willed and wanted by God. There is no such thing as unwanted child. Every child, dead or alive, is born with a purpose. So God has willed and wanted and wished that each one of us lives a purpose-driven life. But this purpose we have to achieve not individualistically. Yes, individually, but not individualistically, meaning, so you see, each one of us has been born into this world individually, but we are entrusted to communities like the family, the church, the school, and the government. These are the agencies that help us achieve our individual purpose. We must therefore call on them and count on them. Family, church, school, and government. But not therefore be too selfish as to try to achieve our mission and ministry all by ourselves. We need one another. This is the beauty of that song. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. We, therefore, may be individuals, but within communities. I remember a couple whose marriage I solemnized. After their honeymoon, they came back to me and asked me, "Monsignor, did you not say that the two of us are one?" I said, "No, I did not say that. The Bible says that the two of you, husband and wife, are one." Then the husband said, "But Monsignor, which one?" I said, "No, the two of you are two individuals, but you are living in a community of at least two to begin with. Your community of love and life, where you must make common those five M's that I have been mentioning." Yes, we are individuals, but we cannot be individualistic. This is what Pope Francis has been warning us against. Pope Francis has said, "Be careful with the evils of society nowadays." The three I's, he says: ignorance, indifference, and individualism. Individualism, selfishness, greed, indifference, unconcern, and ignorance of where we are going. Now, in these three Gospels about the gate, about our individuality, I repeat, we should be legitimately proud of our individuality. That's why your name is precious. You should try to appreciated. Therefore, it is our duty and our salvation to accept to acknowledge the value of each and every individual, and to appreciate the dignity of each and every individual, whoever he or she is. Salvation is individual, but thanks to the family, thanks to the church, thanks to the school, thanks to the government, etc. But at the end of the day, we save ourselves individually. Don't be surprised. Our Lord Jesus himself, during his public life of 3.5 years, he was always dealing with individuals. Yes, he may cleansed 10 lepers, but actually he was pleased with only one, the Samaritan leper who returned to thank him. Yes, he was crucified with 2 thieves, but he was only welcoming the good one. Blind man, Bartimaeus 1. Lazarus 1. The 12-year-old daughter of Jairus 1. The daughter of the widow of Nain 1. Christ was always attracted and was moved with pity for individuals. He had 12 apostles. He was so concerned with Judas, concerned with Peter, and concerned with John, his beloved apostles. When he appeared to the disciples on that day of the resurrection, when they were gathered together in that upper room, he appeared, yes, in the midst of the 11 of them, but he particularly specified Thomas, bring in here your finger and your hands, touch the wounds of my nail marks in my feet and my hands, and your hand inside my side. One by one. So there is no such thing as good for two in religion. I repeat, thanks to a good family, thanks to a pastorally concerned parish, thanks to a school, to the government, but at the end of the day, we are saving ourselves individually. Let us therefore realize this. However involved we may be with communities, let us not forget that in a democracy, we are developing first individuals so that they may eventually form a community. But the communists say no. At the expense of individuals, you develop a community and everything is common, no private property anymore. But no, in the government, democratic republic, each individual is being developed so that when they have grown up and grow old, they form a community of strong individuals. As the saying goes, a chain is as strong as its links. So we first develop ourselves. That's why Pope Paul VI, the first pope who came to the Philippines in the 70s, in his encyclical Development of Peoples, he has said development means to know more. Know more, do more, have more in order to be more. Be more individuals, God-fearing and law-abiding. But you have to know individually, work individually, and earn individually so that you live as individuals, but always concerned with others. This is what is emphasized in a democracy. And in our church, we precisely preach as individuals to individuals in our community. But we develop the community only after having developed the individuals. That's why confession is individual. That's why communion is individual. That's why baptism and behavior accordingly is individual. I think I have said enough on this matter. So, the saying, "I am the gate," may just be a figure of speech. It is a metaphor, but it is very meaningful. Because Jesus, as the gate, stands by the door or lies down on the door and knows us, each one of us. At least let us be convinced of this and convince others of this truth, that what really matters is our individuality, and be legitimately proud of it. We have each a name tag that's very precious for you, because that precisely distinguishes you from all others. I repeat, you are born, each one of us is born into this world like all other men and women, but like no other man or woman. That's how different we are, and that's how we should thank God for creating us individually. Here I pause for some of your questions and reflections.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOCCebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
For your reflection, Mons. Although it is called Good Shepherd Sunday, the Gospel calls for us to be good sheep, to become individuals who are still concerned with the community.
As I was saying, usually, traditionally, sermons would be about I am the good shepherd. But very few homiletics have been delivered on I am the gate, which therefore brings us to this theme of the importance, the dignity of an individual. Remember the parables of the lost sheep, 100 sheep, and one goes astray. The gospel, the parable says, the good shepherd looks after him and even dares to leave the 99 to another shepherd. That's how important one lost sheep is. And remember that parable of a woman who out of 10 coins, she lost one. She had to light a lamp. She had to sweep the floor in search of the one coin. That's how important one is. And of course, the parable of the prodigal son between the two sons, how the prodigal son as an individual was welcomed by the father.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
Thank you for your reflection. Thank you for focusing on the dignity of the individual. Sometimes with the struggle in life, we forget to uphold each other's dignity.
That's true. Whatever the color, whatever the creed, we are each one a human being. Let us therefore acknowledge our value and appreciate our dignity as individuals. In Cebuano, we say, dili unta ta magpada sa kahig. Magpada sa kahig. Dili each one of us maninguha o maningkamot nga makabot ang atong toyo o tumong sa pagkatao, tinagsa, tinuyo o tinugyan.
It is a very nice feeling to know that each one of us passed through the gate, being called by our name and counted. We passed through the gate in and out. On top of this is the feeling that the gatekeeper is Jesus, and He cares that much for us individually. Though we have to also bring others to Him. Thank you.
That's right.
From my biggest takeaway from today's table Bible study is that we are individuals, but we should not be individualistic. It reminds me of the famous quote, "No man is an island."
That's true. And people who need people are the luckiest people in the world. Yes, swim along a community, but remain an individual among others. We think and talk and strive individually, especially at Mass. I say, listen to the Gospel individually and receive Holy Communion individually. There is no such thing as good for two. So we should get used to this when we go forth at home or at work. We behave and work as individuals.
Sometimes it is hard to not be individualistic, especially since others have different ways. I will continue to pray that I will have the grace and patience to better interact with others.
That's true. But this needs practice at home. Precisely when you are wedded, the bride is asked, do you take this man here? And the bridegroom the same, do you take this one, this girl here? No husband is the same. No wife is the same, and no priest is the same. We are all different, but living in a community peacefully. Yes, we are told, assert yourself. Yes, that's true. Be an individual, but remember, there is the family, the church, the school, and the government. Here, we have said enough, and we pause for our final blessing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Okay. See you again.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Gian signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You have just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your host, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.